So welcome to season four of Cup of Tao. The overall theme of this season is for you to expect the unexpected. This season may contain interviews, and we might mix up things a little bit. On today's show, we are going to ask an important question. Is this who I want to be? This question is a guide for action, and natural action is good. But we often have to change actions which are not consistent with who we want to be. And we have to decide which direction we want to go. Fortunately, we have potential. We are that empty cup, and we can choose. So let's dive into the first episode of Season 4, Is This Who I Want to Be? Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao. Starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to another season. If you are new to Cup of Tao, I would suggest that you start with Season 1. That way you can build a relationship with me and progress through the not-so-hidden agenda. So anyway, in general, we want natural action to guide us. Little analogy here. We may not be the toad that spends his or her life on the lily pad, meditating through life in order to avoid being attached to anything. We also might not be the toad who jumps out in the street, living life as its one thrill-seeking event after another, and probably ending our life short in this process. We also might not be the toad who tries to be so righteous that his life here doesn't matter. The toad is focused too much on the afterlife. Or maybe we're the one that lives, laughs, loves, makes mistakes, suffers, but learns. Through mindfulness and ownership of our thoughts and actions, we can see that we are not our thoughts. We can lose ourselves in the moments. Sometimes we may slip up and get caught up in worry. And sometimes we get caught up in negativity. Be who you are. That is true. Yet sometimes, wouldn't you agree that we act in ways that are not consistent with who we really are, or more importantly, who we want to be? When we find ourselves engaged in gossip, when we are angry at those around us, and we act on things by isolating, maybe lashing out, maybe engaging in the gossip, violence, drinking, drugging, avoiding, or whatever action it might be, we might want to stop and ask ourselves, is this really who I want to be? We can switch gears. Even in the moment, we have the power to stop destructive actions. And if we do something wrong, we can apologize. We can also take breaks from others when we're angry. We can redirect ourselves to new healthy ways to deal with the issues. Just like mindfulness and everything else, it takes practice to get good at it. This is your challenge. It's not too late, my friend. You can do this. Work on this. When you catch yourself going against the grain of who you want to be, when you do something you're not proud of, stop and ask yourself, is this who I want to be? Then switch gears. Thank your mind afterward for allowing yourself to switch gears and do something healthy. I'm very proud of you. You've been through so much, and you're still here. I know you're not perfect, but who is? And that's beautiful. This season, we're going to go in some different directions, so expect the unexpected. In just a second, we're going to take a break, but before we go on a break, I'd like to thank someone who has sponsored quite a few of these episodes. Thank you to the generosity of Paul S. As you know, I don't have any big companies sponsoring the show, so I depend on people like you to pay for my hosting. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to visit something called Alligator River. I'm then going to talk about the Question of the Day segment. We'll be right back. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Okay, now I'm going to give you a little story. Maybe some of you have heard it before. Anyway, let me give you the story first, and then I'm going to give you some instructions. Alligator River. There lived a woman named Abigail. She was in love with a man named Gregory. Gregory lived on the shore of a river. Abigail lived on the opposite shore of the same river. The river that separated the two lovers was teeming with alligators. Abigail wanted to cross the river to be with Gregory. Unfortunately, the bridge had been washed out by a heavy flood the previous week. So when she went to ask Sinbad, a riverboat captain, to take her across, he said he'd be glad to, if she would consent to go to bed with him prior to his taking her on this voyage. She promptly refused. She went to this friend named Ivan to explain the whole situation, and Ivan didn't even want to get involved in the situation. Abigail felt her only alternative was to accept Sinbad's terms, so Abigail slept with Sinbad. Then Sinbad fulfilled his promise to Abigail and delivered her to the arms of her lover, Gregory, on the other side of the river. But when Abigail told Gregory about it and what she had to do to cross the river, Gregory cast her aside with disdain. Heartsick and rejected, Abigail turned to Slug, another friend of hers, and told Slug about the whole situation. Slug, who felt compassion for Abigail, sought out Gregory, and he beat the crap out of him. He beat him brutally. Abigail was so overjoyed at the sight of Gregory getting his butt kicked. As the sun set on the horizon, people could hear Abigail laughing at Gregory. Okay, now I want you to rank the characters from the most morally repulsive all the way up to the most morally acceptable character in terms of your own moral values. So the most morally repulsive worst character would be ranked a 1, and then number 5 would be the best character, or you could do it the opposite way. Remember, here are the characters. The characters are the two lovers, Abigail and Gregory, each on the opposite side of a river. Then there's the riverboat captain, Sinbad. We also have the friend of Abigail, who is Ivan, who didn't want to get involved. And finally, we have Slug, the one that beat the crap out of Gregory. Who did you rank as the most despicable, morally vile character? If you need to, pause this podcast and take time and rank them. Did you rank Slug for beating up Gregory based on what Abigail told him? Or was it Abigail who slept with Sinbad? Could she have not told Gregory that he had to be the one to find a way across the river to her? Or did you rank Sinbad being bad for getting her across only if she would sleep with him on that condition? What about Gregory for not loving her unconditionally and not accepting what she did to be with him, which was, of course, to sleep with Sinbad? What about Ivan, who refused to help her get involved even though he was Abigail's friend? You probably want to know what the answers are, but there's no real right or wrong answers. You're probably curious how I rank the characters, and I'm not going to tell you. But I will say my answers changed over time after hearing other people's comments. So it's good to do this story with others and hear what they have to say and how they ranked people. Let me ask you this. As a Taoist, are your answers different than they would have been before you had a Taoist perspective? What about if you had a different philosophical framework? Would your answers be different? Or if you had a different religious framework, would your answers be different? Think about it. So let's talk about the question of the day segment. I'm still hesitant about doing the question of the day segment. I love doing that, and I know many people found it helpful. It is more of an issue for me now because, well, how can I explain this? Even though I provide disclaimers as part of my new job position in law enforcement, they have really strict guidelines about what you can say on social media. Because what you can say, it can be viewed as a representation of your department. I'm supposed to avoid speaking about political and other controversial topics. And it'd be easy to misconstrue something I said on a question of the day in that regard. And I had been getting some pretty heavy questions, as most of the lightweight stuff had already been addressed. This puts me in a tough place. So not really sure if I want to proceed, or at least what I can do with the question of the day segment. So right now I'm just kind of withholding it, but I might revisit it later again. I have a challenge for you. See if you can find Taoism in some of the music that you listen to this week. Or what about the TV shows you watch, even movies? Be very observant. Maybe you will hear some Taoist themes in places you would least expect them to be. Do you ever wonder if we're kind of hearing the voice of cosmic consciousness speaking to us in many different ways? Just something to ponder. Speaking of hearing things, let's hear some quick messages before I let you go.
Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format.
Hey, that's all for today's show. I will see you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Code CMC production.